Welcome to 10 minutes of commercial-free news for the classroom. I'm Carl Azus. First up, compromise in the U.S. Congress. Negotiators from the House and Senate have proposed a bill for how the government will spend money. Three things about this budget. One, it's huge. $1.1 trillion, trillion with a T. That is more than the government takes in, and it would fund the government through the end of September. Two, it's not a done deal. A House vote is expected today, a Senate one later this week, and the president would have to sign it. Three, it reportedly contains no earth-shaking changes. It'd give government workers a small pay raise. It could speed up security screenings for some airplane passengers. It would get rid of a government law banning certain light bulbs. Beyond that, this bill would set America's national and international spending priorities in the months ahead. An American working in Russia was recently kicked out of the country. Russia says he broke the law by staying illegally for 5 days in November. His case was heard in court, he was fined, and he was ordered to leave, which he did in December. He's banned from Russia for 5 years. These kinds of expulsions are common, according to the Russian government. The country says more than 500,000 people from other nations have been asked to stay out of Russia for breaking the rules. But the American, a journalist named David Satter, says he didn't. He thinks it was because he was critical of the Russian government. The country's constitution does guarantee the freedom of the mass media, and it makes censorship illegal. But when CNN's John Vaughs recently interviewed Satter, he said it was probably his speech that got him kicked out.